Hi guys, this is Alina Happy Hansen. It is June 18th, Thursday, Mountain Standard Time. It's 10:18 a.m. Today is a beautiful day. We've got blue skies. It's kind of chilly. It'll probably get hotter, but so far we're not dying from the heat yet. Today I want to talk to everyone about kind of what I've been doing, what I've been up to since I last posted my last little baby podcast session thing, whatever it is I'm going to call this, kind of like a poetry writing discussion that I'm going to be posting on my blog, my SoundCloud, and my Patreon. I believe right now my plan for Patreon is I will be posting a lot of public access content, and then the patron-only content is going to be, I'm still posting more on there. It's very intimate stuff. It's personal writing. It delves into the process of how I write, why I'm writing poetry. I kind of take a step back and provide like a behind the scenes look at, you know, my day to day and month to month progress as far as writing. So you really get raw access to just me, you know, before it's like polished and edited and chiseled and tightened up and honed, my writing, when I publish it on Medium or my blog or online or whatever. The stuff that you will have access to as a patron is like completely unfiltered. So there's a lot of personal things in there, and I talk about my life and what I'm doing, and I'm going to be posting on there a lot more. But as far as like these little baby podcast sessions that I'm doing, I will keep this one public, and if I decide to do a really intimate podcast about the horror of writing, if I'm having a bad session 1 week and I just can't write or writer's block or anything like that, I will most likely make that a patron-only little baby podcast. So if you're interested in, you know, being a patron or anything like that, just swing over to my Patreon. It's patreon.com/AlinaHappyHansenWriter, and I've got tons of stuff on there. And I'd really love to interact with you guys, start conversations, give you some insight, give you some feedback. If you need help with your writing, I am here. That's what I love to do, and I can definitely do that for you. So getting into what I'm going to be talking about today, I really just kind of want to give an update as to what I've been up to. It's been kind of crazy. I've been kind of doing a bunch of stuff. I've decided I'm going to try out Medium again. I tried it out a couple years ago and it just didn't feel worth it to me. But since I have a little bit of free time on my hands, between everything else that I'm doing, I'm starting back up on Medium again. You can find me on Medium, again, Lena Happy Hansen Writer. And I'm going to be publishing stuff only for Medium partners. And it's going to be revolving around writing and poetry. And that content, I'm not going to be posting anywhere else. I may post links in my social media to those Medium blog posts, writing, whatever they are, but the stuff I'm going to be writing on Medium is purely for Medium. I am going to upload links and blog posts that I think are the best from my blog, AlinaHappyHansenWriter.com, to my Medium page, but mainly I will be posting fresh content on there. My goal is once a day. I'm just really impressed by the writing community on there and how people take it seriously, and I'm finding authentic voices, authentic styles, and I'm really impressed by it. And it seems like where I'm at now as a writer, maybe compared to where I was 2 years ago when I was dabbling on Medium a little bit, I think I'm in the right mindset for that kind of approach to writing. And I just want to give it a shot and see if I can get in touch with other writers through Medium and kind of just support a little writing community. Besides that, I have had great success on Fiverr. I was fed up with the idea of making very little money for tons of work. So I raised my Fiverr prices, like I raised them to rates that I can actually eat off of or pay bills. I mean, like, you know, I'd be getting paid an amount that I feel is worth my time and my work. The gig that I do on Fiverr that has all of my great reviews, and I've just had a great time helping buyers out on Fiverr, is beta reads. So I do a beta read gig and I read and review manuscripts. It's all based on word count. My price is based on word count and how long I think it will take me to read and review. And I go into detail over plot, character, dialogue, theme, structure, concept, everything. I break it down. I create a little reader report, and I start off that report with a personalized letter. I write a letter to the buyer, just one-on-one, summarizing my overview of everything that I read. I really enjoy doing this, and I've had quite a bit of success. It's very interesting because my first gig, I only price it at $5 because I'm like, I'll just do one and see what happens. I price it at $5, and then the buyer bought it and wanted one day delivery, and that was a $10 fee. So for $15, I did a beta read. I did the reader report. I wrote all that out. It took me 5.5 hours with how many words I was reading and reviewing for this person. And it was great content. Like, I really liked it. It was well written. That's another thing that's pretty amazing about all of this, is that so far the content that I've read is, like, really well written. And so after doing 5.5 hours of reading and reviewing and doing that, I was like, my time is worth more than this. You know, because once you take out the Fiverr fees, which are about 25%, then you're left with, I think I only made $12. So 5.5 hours of work for $12 is like completely unacceptable. So after that, I jacked up my prices, and they reflect how much I value my time and what my time is worth based on my education, my background, and experience. And I mean, I have a BA in English. You know, I'm a literary intern for a publishing house, and I have read I don't know how many books. And on top of everything else, I have poems published. I'm a writer. I'm working on a novel. All I do is obsess over writing. All I do is read about writing. You know, this is stuff I take seriously. So it's not like I am a beta reader and I just casually read books. I have a background with it. So, you know, to me, that makes sense for me to charge more. And so it's been really great because I've actually made over $450 this month alone off of doing beta reads. And it's been a great experience, and I've worked with some really awesome buyers, and their content is amazing. I've just been very impressed by the originality of some of the concepts and, you know, being able to nitpick and deconstruct their writing and trying to read it as casually as a beta reader is really kind of amazing. So I've been doing that. So the medium and the beta reading. I've been also trying to process through everything that's going on in the nation and the world, and it's been hard to balance everything out and just kind of take a step back and know when to stop reading news and stop looking at everything on social media. And the George Floyd protests are very close to my heart, and it's really affected my life on a very deep level, and I'm trying better to measure my intake, because I was feeling incredibly down and worried and just stressed out. And I'm glad that this movement is actually bringing change. People are taking action. Things are happening. But it was becoming so stressful for me to worry about my friends and my family and safety of others that I just, you know, kept going. So I have to keep going, and I can't stop now. But other than that, everything's been pretty great. Just look for more content, and I will be posting more stuff on my blog. When it comes to my blog, I'm doing one post a week every 7 days. I kind of messed up and I fell behind, and there was about 10 days between my last blog post. The series that I'm doing right now is Life During COVID-19, and I will keep doing that series until whenever this life goes back to some kind of normality. Who knows when that'll be. I am planning on posting more poetry and stuff to my blog soon, but I will be mainly focusing on multitasking all the different outlets that I'm working on right now. So it's Medium, Patreon, freelancing on the side, and Fiverr, and then my blog. So between all of those things, next to everything else I'm doing, I'm also revising and editing my novel. And I also have my literary internship that I'm doing too. So, and then on top of that, I'm looking for jobs. So it's a lot of stuff. But just stay in touch and feel free to leave a comment below or reach out to me. You can always find me on my blog, MelinaHappyHansonWriter.com, and you can find me all over social media. So super easy. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Super easy to find me, but definitely reach out. I'd love to talk to other writers. I'd love to talk to people who are interested in beta reads, or they need help with anything related to writing, creative writing, fiction, short stories, poetry, novellas, novels. I love YA, new adult, suspense, thrillers, horror, anything. I just absolutely love it. But it's been great, and I hope everyone stay safe, stay healthy, have a great day, and, you know, if you're stressing out and freaking out, you know, it's good to take action, but just, you know, try to measure your intake of the news. That's really helped me out, because it feels like the whole world is falling apart and crumbling constantly, and now it's like surviving hour by hour instead of day by day. So hopefully things will turn around and look up and real change will happen, and you know, people will be safe. So anyways, have a great day, and thank you so much. Bye.